Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and this is Night Owl's Late Night Podcast. And we are back with another essay of mine from this non-binary collection that I am working on and airing just for this show and the corresponding blog, which does not have the same name as the show, unfortunately, but it does have yours truly's name, Jodeci Maldonado, and you can find it at the website medium.com. Okay, so on to the essay. This one is called Top Shelf. One of the four times I came out to my mom as gender fluid or bigender, she had me list traits of mine that were masculine, and I told her I wanted a flat chest. She thought I meant smaller breasts, and truthfully, if my breasts were A cup again, like they used to be before the medical incident that put me on a cocktail of antidepressants and antipsychotics that made me gain weight, thereby enlarging my breasts, then I'd be relatively satisfied. But more of what I wanted, but could not and did not articulate, was that I wanted to have a flat chest. Like a man. Top surgery, ever since I learned about it, always had some kind of appeal, but on a separate occasion before the onset of the medical incident, a friend of mine who is FTM was transitioning and having top surgery, and my mom asked if I wanted anything like that. I did hesitate for what felt longer than it probably was at the time, but ultimately said no, I wouldn't. A decision I now wish I could take back and say instead just the opposite, because it would have made what was to follow so much easier. But even if I had, I did not have the knowledge of non-binary as a gender identity, nor the vocabulary to express my feelings and the anxieties around top surgery that I had that sometimes still lead me to think that I'd be better off without it. Such anxieties are every day in non-binary identifying individuals. As I would later learn from YouTube, as I was born on the cusp of the age of information and grew up in its sometimes tender, sometimes vicious embrace, top surgery was one step toward the middle ground of my identity, a place that for me looked slender and wiry in shape and build, with a hairstyle that was neutral and a face that was like ruby roses, soft yet angular, thin but healthy and fit, and inciting a second glance at me to decide if I was male or female from any passerby. If allowed the freedom to do it, I would have mapped out plan of what I would do with my body first. First, I would like to lose weight. Second, I would do a low-dose hormone replacement therapy for testosterone. Third, I'd get top surgery. Maybe, of course, after working with a therapist, was all this next, partially to celebrate, and because it is something I've been considering for a while now, I would get tattoos. My body would be my DIY project. I was ready to ask the question, does there need to be a top shelf? And you meant for hanging in there anyway. And that's the essay. Another short episode. Normally I try to keep these at 5 minutes, but you know, sometimes the essays are shorter than 5 minutes on recording. But thank you again for hanging in there. Good night, folks.